I was like, felt terrible that they had to see such a thing. And then I come to shul on Shabbos, and I hear that you tell me that the Rebbe says, "Me bring the rein the galach in shtub." You bring around the priest into the house. He says, "I saw this week how the priest entered my house, and my kids saw mass on nittel with all the tzlovim, with all the crosses. It happened to me," he says. I once asked somebody, imagine somebody knocks on the door and you answer the door, and standing in front of your door, there's a fellow standing in front of your door, long blonde hair, 5 earrings in one ear, a shirt that you can't even look at according to halacha, with shorts, jeans ripped, and he says, "I'd like to come in and tell you some jokes. Would you let him into the house?" You'd say, "No, thank you," close the door, or you would be a good Lubavitcher and say, "Are you Jewish? Would you like to put on tefillin?" And that's about it. And you want to know something? That guy that is at the door, when you flick on the radio, he walks not only into your dining room, he's into your living room and your bedroom and your kitchen, and he tells the same jokes that he wanted to tell you that you didn't let him into the house. He says it to you through a different way. What's the difference? You don't see him physically, so you think he doesn't exist, but he's right there. And that's what the Rebbe is talking about. He's right there. And he takes away from the sanctity of our homes, because he is speaking things that we don't really have to hear. We have to learn how to develop a taste. You know, you get used to eating junk food. When they give you a normal piece of chicken, you can't eat it, because I'm used to junk food. We have to develop a taste. Nigunim, our homes, let's wake our kids up in the morning with a tape recorder, with Chassidish Nigunim. Let them wake up the half hour as they're waking up and having a drink and eat and so on and so forth, getting ready to leave. It should be with Nigunim in the background. It elevates, it develops taste, and it's a great way of teaching them Nigunim, because it filters in such a nice way, and a beautiful way. That's called developing tastes. We have to bring in reading material into our homes. Nice books, stories, Baruch Hashem, the Judaic world is very nice. It's growing. Let's have that. We look for recreational things that should have content, that should give messages. We try. We have to keep on subjugating our heart and our mind to it. In Kfar Chabad, many years ago, there was a machloikis that broke out. Yes, it happened in the past too, not just today. And the machloikis was about the language that the school is using, whether it should stay the Hebrew language or go over to the Yiddish language. And it was a heated machloikis, and there was letters going into the Rebbe left and right and center. And if you want to look, you could take a look in Igus Kodesh Chelik Chofei. It's a letter from Tezvov Ir that the Rebbe writes. The Rebbe writes to these parents, and he says to them, first, he talks about the language issue, and he says he doesn't think that in the middle of the year language should be changed. And also, we have to really think about whether it's an issue for the school or more for the home. He gets into that, and he says that has to be discussed. But then the point why I'm bringing this letter is because he says he would like to redirect the energy that has been involved in this big argument into something that we as parents have a responsibility. And he says, "I hear news about what goes on with children on Erev Shabbos after they finish their studies. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov. It's a long day, especially in the summer. Shabbos is a long day. The davening in shul, the way they act, what are they occupying themselves in their free time?" He says, "This is the direct responsibility of parents. Of course, our schools can be involved by trying to find programs too, but it is the direct responsibility of parents." And the Rebbe says, "So what are you doing to make sure that your children in their free time are doing the right things?" I hear, the Rebbe says, how they conduct themselves in shul. How do they daven? How do they answer the omens? How are their brochas bechlal, their benching, their kishma, how they respect a fellow individual, their elders, their teachers. All these are direct responsibilities of parents, the Rebbe writes. "Let us take our energy," he writes in this letter, "that has been so used on this heated issue and redirect it into our direct responsibility."